Before long, it was light enough to see outside. The sky was overcast, so that the sun was covered by the clouds. Audrey sat up in bed and looked out the window. A white blanket of snow covered the ground. "Ooh," she exclaimed, "it snowed last night." This picture shows us the ooh sound. We see that there's an O with two dots above it. It's in a blue color. This is another sound for the vowel O. Ooh. The two dots mean not the regular sound. In other words, it's not the short sound, and it's not the long sound. In this case, the letter O says ooh. Let's put our finger under the picture and then the letter and say the sound. Ooh. Ooh. By this time, Mom was calling everyone to come to breakfast. Brad pulled a paper out of his backpack and carried it downstairs. It was his spelling test for the week. He proudly hung it on the refrigerator. At the top of the paper was a large red A. This picture shows the sound A. And the letter A, as you can see beside it, shows us the A sound in words. Notice that this is a darker color and a different sound from the short A sound that we already learned. And there's a line above it. The dark color and line remind us to use the long A sound for this letter. Let's point to the picture and the letter and say the sound. A, A. When they were finished eating, Brad and Audrey got dressed and went outside. Everything was quiet. As they walked down the driveway, their feet crunched in the deep snow. Ch, 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 ch. A few snowflakes were still falling. The whole neighborhood was beautiful. This is the picture that shows the ch sound. You can see that the letters CH work together to show that sound. We don't have a completely new letter for this completely new sound, so we have to borrow some of the other letters, and they work as a team to show the ch sound. Let's put our finger under the picture and the CH pattern and say this sound. Ch. Audrey and Brad decided to have a snowball throwing contest. They took turns throwing the snowballs at the basketball backboard that stood beside the driveway. "Mmm," went the backboard as Brad's first snowball hit. "Mmm," it sang out again as Audrey's snowball hit it too. This picture shows the vibrating backboard that shows the "mm" sound. We can see that the letters N, G work together to show us this sound. Put your finger under the picture and the letter pattern and let's say this sound. "Mm, mm." Dad and Mom came outside to shovel the snow off of the front driveway. They all took turns shoveling the snow. Audrey and Brad worked hard too. After a long time, the driveway was clear. "You two did a great job," said Mom. "Thanks for your help." This picture shows Mom saying, "You did a good job." We can see that the letter U represents this sound in words. Once again, this is a long vowel sound because it's a darker color and has a line above it. The darker color and the line remind us to use the long vowel sound. Point to the picture and the letter and let's say this sound. U. U.